This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
That's a Friday vibe. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets to the Disneyland Resort. We've got, this is it. This is your last chance. Today is the day. We have lots of chances for you today, so keep it here on the Alice. Get yourself in the running for this grand prize vacation or win a 4-pack of tickets. It's amazing. So, 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Code words at 905, 1205, 345, and 605. Four times during Janie's show. We'll give you code words, you text them to our contest line, and you'll be qualified for these 4-pack of tickets and for the grand prize vacation, 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets, and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. Those are the ones you want to stay at because they're right there on Main Street Disney. You walk right out, you can get right into the park that way. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It makes it so easy. You know, we've stayed off park before, and getting on shuttle buses and figuring out ways to get into the park is, that really cuts into the time you have at the park.
I also think if you've got little kids, a little power nap and then go back out into the night or the evening hours, that's the
because you're move. Right there,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So you come back, have some food, get everybody settled in for a quick nap, and head back out for the nightlife. Mm. Parades, mm-hmm. whatever mm-hmm. is going
right.
on.
They have... all kinds of stuff
fireworks.
To entertain you. Every night, fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good time. Oh, Disney, how do you do it? Okay, Alec and Hilarious Baldwin, they have a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's on. It's on one. It's something I have, though, because I didn't have to get anything special for it.
You're loving it.
No. Mm. I watched the first episode, and I watched a little bit of the second episode and went, oh, more of this. Mm. No, thanks. It's like watching people wrangle herd cats while looking super tired and having, luggage under each eye. That's not my idea of what
I want. You know, I can see there are people who probably are like, I'm living this life. I would think if you're looking for entertainment, you wouldn't want to watch the life you're living.
Mm, right.
I already got that in here. Right. So take me away.
Right, Calgon, take me away.
But whatever, people, whatever works.
Well, if you're a huge fan of his or whatever. So listen, I'm going to say this is awkward. This is an awkward video. It's pretty cringy. And as me and Maddie were watching the video this morning, it's like, okay, so there was a huge fight in the limo before these two made it onto whatever red carpet there. It looks like they're walking into something at Planet Hollywood. So it's Hilarious Baldwin and her husband, Alec Baldwin.
Planet Hollywood still exists?
It's what's on the backdrop. That's the only context I have for this. So she's, by the way, she is wearing the limiest day glow green I've seen since 1985. And it's very form-fitting because that is what she does. She is absolutely one of the hottest chicks ever. in my humble opinion. Even yoga just watching bodies, her on the show, man. I'm like, oh my God, she's amazing.
Yep.
And he is wearing a brown button down, looks like, with a black jacket over it. So it's not super formal. Hers is like sort of like a half turtleneck, long sleeve, incredibly tight dress that is Day-Glow green, like that limey, almost yellowy neon green. So they walk up to the reporter and she starts talking to them. Turn that way up.
The Ilaria show.
No, I think we're going to see, you know, we're going to see how it feels to have it be out there.
It's going to be great. You're a winner.
Oh my God, when I'm talking, you're not talking.
Sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to like just cut him out of the show. No.
Now watch Alex.
I mean, I think this is a
body
really
language.
Raw show, and it's very
I'm gonna
real.
Move
and
over here behind her,
and
just start talking to someone else.
We'll see where it leads us. We'll see what it feels like.
So, and it goes on. It's ongoing. It never gets any more comfortable than that. But it's just super cringy. Did you like it? Yes or no?
I don't like it. No. No, I don't. I understand they're a married couple and things between people happen. And this is an event, though, that's in public. And she
It's so like condescending and rude.
It's incredibly uncool to be that way. And it's incredibly uncool to be that way in general. But in public.
I know. Well, it leaves the other person going, do I bite back?
No, he did. Well, I don't know that getting in the background of the shot was the right move, but that was sort of the passive aggressive.
Mm. Fine, I'll go talk to someone else then.
But right in your shot.
Right. So that it's clear. Like, you can just feel, even just looking at this, we're looking at a still picture and she's smiling. But they had a fight in the limo on the way over there. And he is just seething.
What guy wouldn't feel like walking away after being talked to like that?
Yeah. What person? I mean, don't we? And here's the thing. In the privacy of our own homes, people snap at each other. You might have some mean thing to say, whatever it is. I am a huge believer in arguments in couples should not be had on the red carpet. I mean, that's just one of the many places. There's a long list of places where you shouldn't be having. But that is just like, I don't know. Is that her not having been a star her whole life? I mean, he's clearly just trying to. But they've been asked, will there be more seasons of this show? And he calls it the Ilaria show.
Can you imagine if roles were reversed and he had talked that way to her on the red carpet? He would be splashed everywhere.
Oh my God.
Alec Baldwin, look at him again.
Right. What a misogynist.
What a jerk.
Abusive jerk. Right. Exactly.
Toxic masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is, it's like he's one of her kids. And she says that in the show actually a couple times, which I wonder.
I don't think guys like being talked to like that either.
Mm-mm.
I'm not your kid. And actually, I was making a pretty good living before you got here.
Right.
And so I could just go do my own thing without you. It'd be pretty great.
And the fact that I'm walking around and I'm the only one who seems to ever clean up anything in this house. I don't know. That seems like I'm the one who needs to talk to you like you're one of the kids.
I don't know, because doesn't he come from a big family?
He does. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he wanted
four
a huge family.
Total.
But if that was her thing, he's indulged her every desire.
Oh.
And finds himself, as you say, looking around his New York apartment going, everything's ruined.
Yeah. And not only is everything ruined, they've taken anything nice out of there and put horrible things in there, like for the seven children. Like there's seven horrible chairs, like these sort of fluffy kid chairs. And they were white at one time. Now they're like animal beds. There's clothes on them. There's stains. It's just like, oh my God, this is like their family room. This is the worst. Nobody wants to be in this room, I guess, except for the
anyway,
gigantic family.
I give him credit for not snapping. And I, you know, they're deep in it.
They're not just deep in it. I think their oldest together is maybe like a 10-year-old, it's a little girl, and they've got seven total. And the last two that they had, so I believe they, remember there was a baby and then all of a sudden there was another baby. And people, and nothing really got said about it. I believe that's, I think they referred to that in the show as she came via surrogate.
Okay.
At right around the same time. She is the youngest of the babies, but not by that much. So they're like, who doesn't want to have two babies at the same time? Oh, the joy.
Anyway.
You think you want twins? Like, oh, we'll have twins. We'll get it all over with. And then you have one. You're like, oh my God, thank God we don't have twins. Sorry to the people who have twins and more out there. Like, oh boy. That is, it's pretty nonstop. Anyway, super cringy. Let's throw that up on the Facebook page, shall we? So people can find that.
Uh-huh.
Because it goes on, by the way. That's just the beginning of the bad feeling.
I'm sure she would have had a show with or without Alec.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure. Right? She's totally interesting and worth talking to and
really
hearing all about.
It's really important that
she's accomplished a lot in her life.
You know, feel stupid.
Yeah.
On her mic time.
Yep. When I'm talking, you're not talking. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
And she has that vague
Spanish accent too at all times.
Still working that.
Yeah. That is fully showcased.
Well, you got
showcased.
To.
You married that.
You've been caught in you're Hilaria from Boston. Well, you got to keep selling that. No, I'm also from España.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. I come from the community. She literally said that. Like, okay. Great.
Anyway,
we're all from a community.
What, Alec, man, you really, choices. We all make them.
Yep. Well, he didn't just make that choice. He is still in that choice and they're keeping more. He's like buried under children now. Like, you know, he just kept on choosing.
I don't remember the name of the Netflix special, but it was about the lady who got.
Helena Hutchins? The one who got shot?
No. This is totally different. Oh. It was about a lady who owned a restaurant and was a chef.
The raw food.
The vegan raw food chef in New York who was red hot.
Mm-hmm.
And Alec used to eat there.
Mm-hmm.
And she had this boyfriend, fellow chef.
Yeah.
That was right. That's right.
And Alec was eating there all the time, but liked the chef. And then the chef was like, I had a boyfriend and I couldn't and I wasn't able, you know, so... But he met Hilaria through that restaurant.
Yes.
It's in the special where they say, like, he was looking for a new partner.
The special is called Bad Vegan.
Oh, Bad Vegan.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, yeah, I know that's exactly.
I only know good vegans.
But he meets this lady
dedicated
at a restaurant, and he ends up with seven kids?
Yeah.
Seven
and
kids?
It hasn't
on a reality show.
Been all that long.
I'm never eating out.
Well, these days it's too expensive anyway. I can make this at home. I'm going to make it at home.
Now I got seven kids.
That's a bad trend.
And a reality show.
I had the one kid. She's an adult. I was done. Everything was fine.
Everyone hated the way I parented that kid.
Right.
And I went ahead and had seven more.
A selfish little pig. What was it?
That's it.
Was it selfish?
Yeah.
Mm. I was in Glenn Ross, for gosh sakes.
Mm. Yes. I'm a legitimate actor. Mm. I'm Alec Baldwin. Thank you. Anyway, there's that. So we're going to put that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And you can. Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. You know, I think it was like a week and a half ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. It was a story, just like one of those things that floats around where there was this place in Beverly Hills where there were these Japanese strawberries and they were each, for one, it was $19.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Erewhon? That's the real expensive grocery store in L.A.
Do not ask me.
It's where the celebrities go and get their $20, $22
smoothies.
Let me
see if it has it. It's a, you know what, here, I'm going to share this. I'll share this with you.
I had the story, though, about the $19 strawberry.
It's just so silly. So I've seen it floating around and, you know, that it just seems so, I don't know. Wasteful or ridiculous.
It is at Erewhon. Of course it's at Erewhon.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. You found it. Yeah, okay. So Demi Lovato, I just sent you a thing. You can look at the TikTok if you want to. But Demi Lovato, she goes in there and she plunks down her $20.
For the one strawberry.
For the one, and it comes in this little, it's packaging, you know, so you got the strawberry.
They're
and it's
individually
like,
packaged?
Oh, yes. They're like a little, see, it's got like a little cloche over the top of it, like a little rounded top. So I don't know what's so special about these strawberries.
Well, that one looks perfect.
It's red. It does look perfect. They are on the large side,
everything at Erewhon is priced at a point that is just ridiculous. And it's like they think of like, how much can we actually get out of somebody to pay for this? And it, I mean, it's crazy expensive. It's stupid.
Well,
but it's very trendy. So people go there because I want to be seen at Erewhon. And, you know,
it's a head thing, too. I think there are especially, I mean, if you don't have means, you're going, I have to get my strawberries at Walmart.
Yeah.
Period.
You know what? I can't afford strawberries.
Right. There's or frozen
right.
ones. I get frozen ones and
I need
let
to feed
them
my
file.
Kids. Right. Sure. Whatever.
But I'm saying, like, it, you know, the people, and we've known people like this who they only want the very best and they'll pay any price for that.
Ooh.
And
right.
so it doesn't
is it the
matter.
Very best? Well, Demi Lovato went and bought one of these things.
Okay.
And she says, nah, it's like an 8 out of 10. It's a fine strawberry. Here's what she said. It's not tart at all, which I like. I don't like tart strawberries, but it's also not that sweet. Oh, well, just wasted $20. She's actually getting a ton of blowback for this because, of course, she is because she's not allowed to spend her money the way that she wants to you know, create content for her TikTok or whatever. Everyone, like, this level of capitalism is actually sick. It isn't. It's allowed. This is happening at this store.
I find Demi to be incredibly talented. I also feel like she can't keep her foot out of her mouth in any way, shape, or form. She's much better off just being a singer. Just sing. Don't be
a podcaster. Not allowed anymore, Vin.
Don't be a social media star.
More.
You're a great singer. I know she gets hired and paid big money to do corporate gigs.
Mm-hmm.
Big. Like, she doesn't have to go on tour maybe ever again.
Right.
Just do these corporate. She did the Salesforce gig.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it. Oh. Christina was there, though, and was like, yeah, she killed it. And they must have paid her a fortune to go out there and do 8-10 songs.
No. You can spend it in one shopping trip to Erewhon.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, Jesus, one strawberry. It's sitting on like a little foam bed. I mean, it really is sort of silly looking. But it does make you, you know, what is broken in people that makes you want to go, okay, I really like strawberries. I would like to try the $19 strawberry. Can someone else buy it for me, though? Just bring it over here and we'll share it. We'll each take a little bite.
I love those lines that are written in Pulp Fiction when the two are talking about some kind of expensive milkshake. Do you remember that? It's
when they're at Jackrabbit's.
Is that when they're doing having that? There's a place in where
like, I want to taste what a $12 milkshake.
Yeah,
tastes
yeah,
like.
Yes, oh. That's it. It's the curate. Like, so what could possibly be happening here
that it makes it
in
worth
a $19? Right. I just think curiosity.
Erewhon sells a ton of smoothies because they're so expensive. I mean, you know, $20 and up for smoothies, and people go there just to say and take a picture and say, I went to Erewhon and got my $27 smoothie.
It almost falls nowhere if you read it backwards. Just flip the W and the H. You're nowhere, man. So strawberries for $19 a piece. It's some kind of, and they say they're from Kyoto. It's like right on the dome that this thing comes in.
So I'm going to LA next weekend. Do you want me to bring back a $20 strawberry?
Will it make the trip?
I don't know. I would assume that it's in that.
Yeah, but
maybe you should just take a bite of one and see.
Okay.
Do
your own test. Just, you know, you got $20 to throw it on the toilet.
No, I don't, actually.
Don't do it. Never mind.
I was kind of implying maybe we could buy it. You know, the show could buy it. We can all chip in and buy one strawberry.
Not going to do that. I never heard of Erewhon. Sounds terrible. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
America's dream vacation destinations, an airport incident again, and more after these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at
97.3. Hey. Ho. Oh, hey. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to our show live every day, and you can get our full show podcast all on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Leading Ladies in NYC. Oh. Head to RadioAlice.com and enter for your chance to win a trip for two to New York City with round-trip airfare, a two-night hotel stay, and tickets to Odyssey's Leading Ladies starring Gwen Stefani, Lainey Wilson, Alessia Cara, Cassie Ashton, and Haven Madison.
Quite a lineup.
I believe Gwen's album comes out today.
Oh, does it? I'll check.
I believe so. New solo work from Gwen Stefani. I think it's called Bouquet.
Oh, I thought that came out.
Oh, is that out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not, though. I'm going to check for you.
Well, I didn't.
New album.
There's new music from her, whether it was last week or this week.
She may have released another single, but this has been out since November 15th. Studio. Bouquet.
Oh, this says deluxe version.
Oh, got it. Probably some extras on there, maybe.
Must be. Yeah. But it's in your iTunes.
You've already got that. It. Don't worry.
And I saw it as a new release today. Anyway, Leading Ladies in NYC, everyone.
Yeah.
The storm has been intense all night, and my drive-in was hairball. So consider that as you're getting up and deciding whether you should drive in. The South Bay was heavy, torrential, atmospheric river, standing water. Go slow.
It's dangerous.
It's, but
you got to be careful.
You know, I also noticed a lot less people on the road until I hit that accident, which then we were all brake lights and parked. Mm. So consider that though. Heavy rain this morning and lots of standing water. Okay. I don't know what's going on. If this is a trend, I really hope it's just coincidental, but an American Airlines Boeing 737 caught fire after landing at Denver Airport. 12 people were taken to the hospital. This is, I'll show you the picture I have, Sarah, because it's a plane shrouded in smoke to the point that you're like, you can barely see it. That's people, those people you see standing around just the tail of this plane are all of the passengers exiting via the slide. So they had so they to
did the emergency slides. And is that so is that coming out of a one of the engines?
Or yes.
Okay. Yeah, so, I don't know what the hell's going on, but it seems like every week there's some weird airline thing.
American Airlines flight 1006 from Colorado Springs landed in Denver about 5:15. Oh, this would have been last night then, diverting from its planned destination of Dallas.
Oh, geez.
After the crew reported engine vibrations, the engine caught fire while taxiing to the gate. And so they unfortunately had to pull the evacuation slides, and the video is pretty dramatic. The yeah. plane is completely, except for the very tail end, covered in smoke. You can't see it.
But everyone lived. 12 people hospitalized. Hopefully they'll be okay.
They'll be okay.
I mean, you know what? That's it's good news. They got it on the ground.
It's great
everybody
news, yes.
lived. That is just it's just there's too many of these incidents. It's well, very strange.
It is strange. You're right. And yet airplane travel in general
we take
is very
it for granted
safe.
And it is mostly safe. It's just that when bad things happen, generally they're extra, extra bad.
Well, yeah.
Really high, going
yeah, you're
fast.
In the air. Right.
Better when it happens on the ground, I guess.
Anyway, there's that. So, and I'm sure, speaking of flying, I'm sure this weather is causing delays at the airport. So if you are headed in, you may want to check your flight. St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Mm.
Don't forget that we have the St. Patrick's Day parade, everyone. And that is... Is that tomorrow?
It is.
It's tomorrow.
And I think that's when we get our break in the weather, right?
Should be. And so 2nd and Market all the way to City Hall. And you can find out more by looking it up. The St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown San Francisco. I believe they have it listed as from 10 to 5, but I don't know.
Sounds like a very long parade.
Yeah, I don't think.
Well, it's slow. Everybody's drinking. They're
sure.
Just taking their time.
Green beer, man. You don't get it every day.
No. And, you know, the Irish got the one day, so.
Yeah, it's really the only day they ever drink, so.
Milk that puppy.
Yeah. Joy.
St. Patrick's Day is actually Monday, but most of us will be celebrating this weekend.
Yeah, it is hard to go hard on a Monday.
76% of Americans say they'll celebrate St. Patty's Day in one way or another this weekend. 88% of people under 35 said, heck yes!
No, oh, maybe I should make my jam of St. Patrick's Day
and
party.
Santa Rosa's going off. We all know that.
Yeah, they're the fourth best place to celebrate it in Murka.
I don't know how. I mean, no
it's
offense
so
to Santa Rosa.
Did anybody text in and say, well, here's why?
Nope.
This is what we do?
I didn't.
Santa Rosa, what's up?
I saw one text that I guess they have a 5K that they do in the morning. And then,
okay.
Yeah, so that's like not enough. Run. I'm sorry. That is not enough to get you fourth place on the list of cities celebrations of St. Patrick's Day that are the most balls out. That is not enough. What else?
Half of people will celebrate by wearing green.
Yes. Yep.
A little over a quarter of people will hit the bars.
That happens.
26% will eat Irish food like corned beef or shepherd's pie.
Yeah, we're doing corned beef and cabbage on Monday.
Yeah.
Is shepherd's pie the one with the potatoes on the top?
I don't know.
It's like maybe yes. Ground up hamburger or something.
Yeah, hamburger and mashed potatoes and peas and carrots and
carrots.
So good.
And about 20% of people watch a St. Patty's Day themed movie.
Like Leprechaun starring Jennifer Aniston.
They list Leprechaun.
It's the only one I can think of.
Boondock Saints.
Never heard of it.
Ooh, maybe you should be checking out Boondock Saints.
All right.
There's a good season of Always Sunny in Philadelphia where they go to Ireland the whole season, and it is fantastic.
You know what? We'll binge that.
That would be...
Which season is that?
I don't know which season it is. It was a couple seasons ago, but hilarious.
That show is very quietly still always on now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Good for them.
Always Sunny in Ireland.
I want to say I was at the Faith No More show. This is a popular kind of semi-local band, I guess you'd say.
Who absolutely.
Faded big.
Local.
I was at the Faith No More show, and all this was because one of the guys from Always Sunny was sitting like, I don't know, five chairs from us.
Oh, which guy?
Rob McElhenney?
Nope.
Was it? Is it the little
Charlie guy?
Day.
Not Charlie.
Charlie Day.
Oh,
the brown haired dude.
Yeah.
The hell's his name? I don't know his
name. He's actually the main guy, but I don't know his name. I haven't watched Always Sunny in a while. I haven't watched anything. I can barely.
Glenn Howerton.
That's his real name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's his character's name?
Dennis.
Okay. Dennis was over there, like, you know, six people that way and one back.
Was he headbanging and rocking out?
No, I mean, he was just chilling, but there was a little buzz going like, hey, that's that guy. And all right.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
He likes Faith No More. Good for him. I do, too.
They're very likable.
We have that in common.
Mm.
Let's see. America's dream vacation destinations.
Dream vacations.
Milwaukee.
Are these all outside of America?
You want to go to Milwaukee?
No, he's kidding.
I'd go to Milwaukee. It's
wonderful in the summer.
Have you?
No, I've never been. I wouldn't mind going to Milwaukee. I'll go to all the places. Someday I'm going to do a huge month-long road trip all the way around America.
A new report used internet search data to find each state's dream travel destinations.
Oh. Now, are these like big, epic, like, I got to get off of this continent, or is this just like, I want to go to Hawaii?
They range.
Okay.
Many are modest in destination. You know, that's one of those things where if you've got a week off, you're not doing Europe. I mean, I guess you could, but.
You can. It's just, there's a lot of travel. You're like 2 full days are gone on your vacation.
To me, that's just, it's not worth it, but okay. Hotspots. A bunch of us want to be warmer.
Mm-hmm.
10 states picked Florida cities. 4 more picked Hawaii.
Oh.
3 want to hit up Vegas.
Oh.
2 enjoy Southern California.
Dream vacations.
And 5 are fine with Arizona, either Phoenix or Tucson.
Oh. So people are staying in the states in this poll.
Not entirely.
Okay.
Let's see here. Other spots include the Bahamas, Greece.
Oh, Greece.
El Salvador.
Is Australia on that list? I would not want to go to El Salvador. That doesn't appeal to me.
As much as I want to go to Australia, if I don't have 2 full weeks to go, I'm not going.
And even that is not, that place is huge. And I also want to see New Zealand, which isn't actually as close as you think. I mean, they're both down there, but it's not a short flight. Like, I want a month. Let's do a month.
A realistic trip to Australia for 2 weeks, you would have fun and you'd get to do a bunch of stuff, but you'd get home destroyed the day you got to be back on.
Right.
Like, for us.
Yes. You know. And 100% flipped clockwise.
Destroyed. Like, that's what I'm saying.
And jet lag is real. Like, you think, I'll be fine. You know, after we get back from Japan, it took 2 full weeks to get back to like, okay, I feel normal again.
Only one state, Massachusetts, is eyeing Europe, Greece specifically.
Oh.
You big on a Greek getaway?
I would love to go to Greece. Greece looks amazing. I've seen Mamma Mia. Woo, looks great. All right, and a Corfu show. That's a good one.
Canada got no love on this survey, or it's not a survey. They did a search.
Canada's got some real beauty.
Quebec is beautiful.
Mm.
People in Illinois want to go to Mexico City, though, along with Texans.
Mexico City. Mexico City's no joke. That's like humongous. I would want to go to a beach in Mexico.
South Dakota wants to go to Japan.
Oh.
Huh.
And it looks like California and Hawaii also want to go to Japan. It's weirdly close to us. It's not close, but it's like.
Well, it's direct. There it is. There's
right
really.
There.
Yeah, I suppose you could stop in Hawaii.
I never really thought about it, but then you think about the World War II. Anyway, I don't want to bring all that, bad juju up. But we were in downtown Oahu and, the shopping, and you're like, wow, this is a major spot for Japanese people to vacation.
Yeah.
And spend all their money.
And Pearl Harbor's right there. And there's like, we spent hours at the Pearl Harbor Memorial. John is super into history, and he was all about it. It was all I could do to make him not go take the tour where you go out and you're over the sunken boat. Is it the Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, please, no, please. We've done the film. We did the walkthrough. We've done remember when you were a kid and you had like stations in school, like you'd go to a station and your teacher would go, okay, it's time to move on to your next station. You'd go over and you'd be like with these four kids. Now you do some math stuff. Then you're over here, you do some reading stuff. Then there's
it's
like that. You got to go through the whole thing.
Except you're in Hawaii and you're screaming from the top of your lungs, I want sand in my craft.
I want to be on a beach with a Mai Tai.
I'll
meet you at the hotel.
Itchy feeling. I gotta go rinse off. I think I got some sand where it shouldn't be.
Enjoy your Pearl Harbor tour. I get it. It's heavy.
Thailand is the destination for Oregon and Nebraska.
Thailand's gonna be even bigger because people are freaking out over the White Lotus. Like, which I think this season is set in Thailand. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how many people I hear talking about, like, well, I'm thinking we got to go to Thailand. Like, that looks amazing.
My best friend lives there. And it's cheap. They have good health care. He said it's beautiful. You know, you can live on the beach. And
wait a minute.
Yeah. I've heard that there's, like, sex trafficking and stuff through there.
Who is this guy?
His name's Josh Richmond. When we graduated college, he immediately went to Korea to teach English. And he's never been back. He's been in Asia since we graduated college in 95.
And he's your best friend.
Yeah, he's my oldest friend. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So you guys talk regularly.
Don't need to, but when we do talk, it's on. You know what I mean? Like that kind of friend. Like, yes. You know, we'll go a month or two.
It feels like no time has passed. Yeah.
Yeah. And like immediately, like, here's all my garbage. Okay.
you haven't seen him in person in how many years?
It's been probably 6 years since I saw him and he came through.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you got to go to Thailand and visit him.
Yeah.
I would.
Thailand. Do I have it screwed up with another country? Like, I feel like Thailand is where they put you in jail and you never leave.
I mean, there's...
you get caught with, like, one pot seed on you or something.
Well, I think a lot of places in Asia are like that. But, I mean, Thailand definitely has a reputation for...
The Philippines is like that, I think, too. You know, don't be a drug trafficker.
Well, try not to be. I mean, if you can help it. Sometimes they stop you at the airport, and what are you going
to
do?
A lot of expats are moving to Thailand. It's very popular for people who are leaving the United States. Yeah.
Is it hot and muggy there, though?
It is hot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Thailand is where that story, the Leo DiCaprio movie, but it was actually a book, right?
That's The Beach. Yeah.
Is Thailand.
Alex Garland wrote that. That's a good book.
That's not a good book. That's a great book.
If you're looking for a good read, it's got to be. You think that's 20 years old?
Yep. I do. Yeah.
By the way, Project Hail Mary is getting good.
Getting good.
I mean, it's good. It's been good, but
you're not even reading it.
It is getting like
he's gotten two pages since the last time. I can tell he doesn't like it.
There's been contact. That's where I'm at in the book.
Oh yeah. Mm.
There's still one giant thing that's going to take your head clean off.
Okay. Yeah.
Can't wait.
It's giant, and when it happened, I went, "That can't be.
Mm.
I must be screwing up. I'm going to go back and redo this and see if it's sure enough.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. What the?
Vinny does snag on certain things. Like, protagonists in stories can't be certain things as far as in his sensibilities.
Okay.
And stories need to end a certain way.
Yes, they do. I mean, they cannot end my way, but then I'm pissed off.
Right. I mean, right. You have a certain set of needs in order to consider a book and satisfying.
I've never written an author or anything. Nobody, don't worry out there. I'm not.
Try again.
What did you do?
The ending.
I'm not doing Yelp reviews. I'm not out there, you know, texting the publisher of a Stephen King book to make sure, please get this note to Stephen. Right.
Let's do an alternate ending here. This did not work. Try again.
Yeah, what a giant waste of my time and, you know, skin you are.
Yeah.
Pull a Misery. Make him write it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God, right. That's what that whole book is about. She kidnaps a guy and says, we're going to need you to rewrite those books. I'm your biggest fan, and you're tied to my bed. Let's go.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's where
really well done.
We look for what was
so clear and concise.
Oh,
mm.
Where was I? I don't remember now.
Somewhere on the text number. Go on.
Oh, right. Let's see here. Just what I'm looking for, says 415 in my vacation spot, Maddie. Great health care. LOL. Is that the Thai thing?
Yeah, that was the tie. Yeah. But that's if you move there.
If you move there. But I mean, who knows? You know, you might have an accident. There's, you know.
Yeah. Nice well, listen, if I have an accident, I really do want to be in America. I hate to say it, but there's some firsthand knowledge of things that can go wrong outside this country.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I want to be here.
Going to Oahu for the first time in 2 weeks, and then Lanai, and then Maui.
Oh,
looking
wow.
forward to 8 days off. You're going to love it.
Oh, you're absolutely. Great.
In fact, you're going to find yourself going, I don't want any more planes. I just want to stay where I am. Yes. Wherever that is, there'll be a point where you go, I like it here.
It's fine. It's just great right here. But you know what? Maybe the first time you go to Hawaii, she's saying this the first time, you go mm-hmm. and you look at a few different places and then you say, this is the place for me. And there then are, you know going
There
forward.
Are wonderful things about each island. Like Maui has one of my favorite surf spots of all time. And there's some great golf there. And there's just, it's, Oahu is Oahu. Like that's the first thing you think of when you think of Hawaii yep. with the
Waikiki
hotels
beach
along
and
the beach
Diamond Head, all those
right,
pictures.
All that stuff.
Right.
So you'll be happy to be there too. Vin, you just said Japan is close. LOL. California to Japan is like California to Spain.
Still, though, it feels close because it's only water between
it's
us.
Just
it's a straight line.
Right
I know what he meant. I knew what you meant.
You know what I mean, too. I 510.
And when you take off from there in the morning, you land here before that time, I think. One way or the other, going there or coming back, you gain time.
But I was actually thinking, I've never flown to Japan. I have no idea the distance, like flight-wise. But I will tell you that when they had that nuclear problem, a lot of the stuff from that tsunami ended up on our beaches. Mm. Like it came straight here. And then, of course,
nothing blocking it.
Again, if you go to Hawaii, you'll find a lot of Japanese people vacation there because it's a strip. And the shopping district is packed with people with fists full of bags.
Yes. I was actually really surprised by, right by Waikiki Beach, that section of Honolulu is so, it's just every designer name you've ever heard of with palm trees and jungle growing between the city buildings. Like, it's so beautiful.
650 says, I'm going to Milwaukee in August.
Oh, Milwaukee
All
in
right.
August.
Send us a postcard.
Sounds humid and buggy. Please do send us a postcard.
707 says, can I get a birthday shout out for my little sister, Phoebe?
Woo, woo.
Phoebe?
Even though we're 20 years apart, you're still my favorite sister.
Oh, that's a long time between siblings.
That is a long time between siblings.
You know, that's a...
That's a whoopsie.
Siblings are amazing, though. Like, your brothers and sisters.
Look at this. I tricked my kid into... I took both my daughters when the rain broke yesterday to the park because it was a chance to get them out of the house. And they're
run
both
off some energy.
Rollerblading. So I was like, all right, you guys get your rollerblades. Let's go to the park. And I'd been walking around, have been, and did yesterday, holding Edie's hand. She's still learning.
Yeah.
But Isla was skating up behind us. And I grabbed her hand and put their two hands together and then stepped back. And I got sisters holding hands on video, rollerblading, and was like, I don't know how I did it.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful.
And then did you go sit down on a log somewhere at the park?
Oh. No, I couldn't stay away because at some point the older sister is going to go, ah, what am I doing holding your hand?
How am I holding this kid's hand?
Look at that.
They look pretty good. They look
no, they're doing okay.
Fairly sturdy. And Isla looks, you know, legs together.
No, Isla can do it. It's the young sister that's just learning. But
that is so.
I got them holding.
That's so fun.
Aww.
And the more things they have in common as they grow up, the more time they'll spend together. It's hard during the teenage years because Edie's so much younger than her. But they'll, like, you know, me and my sister, we've never been closer than we are right now.
Yeah, but you weren't close when you were kids at all.
Well, when we were little kids, we were all in it together. We did definitely, John and I tortured her. But it was the teenage years where it was really, I hated everyone in my family. Really,
Tina,
except my brother.
Come
get some ham, Tina.
I hated everyone in my family.
Oh,
that is not
God,
good.
Those people.
Yikes.
Get me out of here.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Novocaine, the black bag, and the day the earth blew up.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.